Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
So TWiT is at Eileen Rivera, who's producing this. Say hi to Eileen. We've got Eileen Bacher's behind the camera. I'm just going to like set this up for you so you know what our little operation consists of. And then we've got Burke in the background. Burke's the guy who's like making sure that things stay plugged in because apparently three of us can't do it on our own. We know that for a fact. So CTIA is the Wireless Association, which is, can be a little bit confusing because you think Wireless Association, that would be WA. But no, it's CTIA. What we're at is the Mobile Focus Press Event. So this is sort of like an after-hours schmoozy shindig thing with wine barrels. So we've got a mood thing going on, but inside are a bunch of exhibitors. One of them happens to have the Galaxy Tab on its table. I've seen it already because we did a little walkthrough. But now we're going to go in for sure and see, you know, what's going on, what everybody's got. A lot of people are dying to talk to us. Sometimes the ones that are dying to talk to you the most, you wonder if they're the coolest or not. But let's go anyway and just get a sense of what's going on. And I'm not going to have any wine, and so we're done. So that's what I've told myself anyway. We'll see. Oh, hi. Well, thank you so much. What do we have here? Oh, wine cork. Great. Exactly what I need. Beautiful. Eileen, thank you. Thanks. We will. Thank you. Well, everyone's so nice. Isn't this great? Okay, so of course, like I said, there's a wine station here, but we're not going to go there. We're interested in the tech. Gosh darn it. It's very crowded. We've actually seen some familiar faces, some Revision 3 folks, some CNET folks. Now, all right. The tab is on this table. Let's go to the left here. You can see it right there. Now, this is obviously a very popular table. A lot of folks wanting to get their dirty little paws on the tab. I don't blame them. So maybe, just maybe, we'll see what we can see and then come back when it's a little bit less crowded. Because I want it all to myself. Also, a lot of food. Sometimes you wonder, it's like, people come, they're kind of talking tech, but they're mostly eating. In fact, Roger admitted that to me. He came for the food. So, what I wanted to do firsthand is go see the flying parrot. Now, you don't think you go flying parrot, I've seen it before. No, no, no. You've never seen anything like this flying parrot. Believe you me, TWiT Army. Okay, around this column here, it looks like they're getting set up. This is something called a parrot. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to see it fly sooner than later. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just hoping to see the parrot fly. Could we see Tim? Could we see your parrot fly?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I read something like this is going to be like the hottest toy at Christmas. Yeah? You hope so. All right. Now, so what does it do? I actually know this, but I'm going to pretend that I'm seeing it for the first time because you guys are. Now look at the parrot. Hey! Whoa! So it appears to be a very reckless driver. But it's pretty much a very own hovercraft. Beautiful. How high can it go?
It can go as high up as the Wi-Fi network, which, depending on where you're at, can be as high as, you know, above 20 feet. But we recommend about 20 feet because that's where it's safest flown at.
But we're, like, at least 20 feet here, so we could, you know, push the limits.
In here,
come on, let's go nuts.
There is a lot of Wi-Fi, so I think that's part of the reason I don't want to take it up there, because it's a little harder to control in an area where there's a lot of really strong Wi-Fi networks.
I got it.
So when people are flying, it's good to take it out in a very open area where they can easily fly and have a lot of control over it.
A cornfield would be great.
Well, yeah, that'd be good. Or if you're flying it indoors, if this room was completely empty, this would be a perfect room to fly it in, because you could really take it and go back and forth. But you've got a lot of things you could potentially run into here and that, so you'd want a much more open area to be able to fly it.
So the Parrot is a drone, right? I mean you call it a flying video game. What is it exactly?
So,
Baka,
yeah.
When we're talking about this, why don't you explain what's this thing made of?
Yeah, it's called the AR drone for augmented reality.
Uh-huh.
So and the augmented reality part comes in because ultimately, what you're going to be able to do with this is use the video feed from the drone itself.
Uh-huh.
And if you have two of them,
they'll be able to
recognize each other, and you'll be able to shoot at each other on screen.
So check this out. So this is your little remote.
Yeah, and there's your live video feed. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, this is cooler than I thought it was. I mean, it was cool anyway, but this is really cool.
So
now, what would something like this retail for?
It's out right now. It's available at Brookstone, Amazon.com, and ParrotShopping.com, and it's $299.
Okay.
The app, Free Flight, is free in the App Store right now.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah. And ultimately, long term, there'll be games available for it. We have an open developing platform, so developers are interested, go to airdrone.org and get the SDK for free. And
then what are they going to do? Like, make it go up to 40 feet? Or?
Well, I've seen it flown higher than 40 feet, but it's just where to safely fly it, is below that.
I see.
Yeah.
Safety first, sort of. And here anyway.
Yes.
People got wine glasses
yes,
in their hands.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it. So the Parrot.
Can I go to Fusebox?
Yeah, let's go to Fusebox. What did you guys think about the Parrot? Eileen is monitoring chat, so I want you guys to sound the gong if you don't like it. $299. That's an expensive holiday gift, but it's also a flying parrot. AR drone. There you have it. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Very well.
Good.
I'm Sarah Lane with Twit, and I want to know what Fusebox is all about.
You talk to this guy.
Okay.
So we are an online collaboration product. We allow you to present from any device, whether it's an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, a PC, BlackBerry, or Android. So we actually have a meeting running right now.
Okay.
And you can invite up to 55 participants into a meeting. It'll be 100 at the end of this month. And you can run everything from without bringing your laptop with you. So that's one of the keys. You can run it from a mobile device like a mobile phone or from an iPad.
So how would this differ from something like GoToMeeting?
Yeah, so GoToMeeting has an application. That's a great question. I actually have a slide for that if you want to check it out. Essentially, you're my perfect...
Going down a rat hole now.
Yeah, you're my perfect setup person. So basically, we're the only application that allows you to present from mobile devices. So... there it is. So we can see we're all red, and we're all green, rather, and they're all red. So that gives you an indication of what we can do and what they can't. So you can present, you can schedule, you can upload content, you can accept people into your meeting. There's nothing that you really can't do from this application that you can't do from our web application. So it's full-featured. Yeah, full high-definition capability. So let me give you a little taste of what that's like. We'll just roll this movie. And this is already queued up, so we'll go ahead and play that. And you can see this is Earth in HD.
And so this is like less of a meeting and more let's watch a movie together remotely.
It could be a movie. It can be images. You can bring images up and pinch and zoom and interact with them. We also have a laser pointer that's pretty cool. So, yeah, it's if you want to do straight old PDFs, like here's one of our customer presentations. You can highlight things with a laser pointer, and you'll see it synchronized there.
Very nice, very nice.
And you can zoom in, and you'll see in a second there that pinches and zooms there as well. So,
what is Fusebox going to run me?
We have meetings by the day for $9.99. So you can get started on the iPad for $29, and you can even purchase it through iTunes directly to your iTunes account through in-app purchasing. So pretty cost effective compared to WebEx and others, which are like $69. So it's a good deal.
We can Fusebox, thanks so much for the demo.
Thank you.
We'll just hang out on the side until other people get annoyed. You know, it's like at the Apple store where you just hover when someone's using the cool new iPad until they leave. You can tell they're just checking email anyway and doing weird stuff that they can't do at home.
Yeah. I love your gray and black.
Well, thanks. I love your gray and black. So do you. Yes. Great minds think alike.
How are you, Sarah?
I'm great. Why don't you tell me what we've got here on the Mophie side of things, because we're live on Twit TV right now, and our chat room is dying to know.
All right. So the latest and greatest from Mophie, we've been making a product called the Juice Pack for the iPhone for 7 generations now. Every iPhone form factor has had a Juice Pack to basically double the life of it. So here's kind of what it looks like on the iPhone 4 itself. So we went through obviously a lot of effort to create a design and an aesthetic that really kind of mirrored that of the new iPhone 4. It's got a really nice soft grip touch. And then a status light indicator here shows you how much juice is in the juice pack.
How much extra juice is this going to give my iPhone 4 once my iPhone 4 is fully charged, let's say? How much life am I actually going to get?
It will literally double the life of your iPhone. So what we recommend is obviously keeping it kind of in the off position. So when the battery itself isn't on, it's really just functioning as a protective case and, of course, kind of an aesthetic style piece. And then when you flick it on... Here, so when you flick it to the on position, you can see your phone will vibrate and then it will activate your battery charging system. And so it literally will double the life. So
it doesn't make it too much bigger either.
No, it's only about 2.2 ounces, and this is the slimmest design that we've had out of all the generations of the Juice Pack Air. So we're really excited about it. We had our customers kind of clamoring for it to come out pretty much as soon as the new form factor was announced. So,
how much is a Mophie going to run me if I want to get one for my iPhone 4?
$79.95. They're available at Mophie.com. And, you know, we really think it's kind of a must-have accessory for any iPhone user. I mean, for all the times that you get kind of stuck, you know, at the airport or on the road or just forget your charger somewhere and you get into the red. I mean, if you're using your iPhone for all the great things that it can do, you're going to run out of battery quickly.
So what if you're not using an iPhone? What if you're an Android user?
Well, you're going to have to be a little patient for a Mophie solution.
Are you working on it?
Well, oh, that's true. We do have a power station.
Speak, power station. What's your excuse?
This is actually a new product. It's called the Power Station. It charges at 2,100 milliamps, which basically means super fast and a lot of power. It is compatible with the iPad, but it's also compatible with any USB charging device. So you're absolutely right. For Android users, we can use the Power Station for charging.
It's a universal USB out, so any USB-based device you can charge with this. So that includes all your Android devices.
But you are working on something like this for Android?
Well,
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah?
Right now, we have this.
It's an iPhone device. Well, thank you so much. It's lovely. $79.99, everybody, if you want your own Mophie for your iPhone 4. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
You too.
Thank you.
Now, behind us, some gentleman was stomping on his cell phone. I saw it with my own eyes. What in the world were you doing, sir?
So this is the Core. It's the XB1300 from Sonim Technologies. Yeah. It's the world's toughest phone.
World's toughest phone. I'm pretty tough.
You know, I'm going to guarantee that you're not going to be able to break it.
Are you going to give me permission to try?
You can do whatever you'd like. You could drop it into 2 meters of water. You can throw it against the rock.
There are fish in this water. What kind of? I'm on punks right now.
We'll see what happens if you break it. But here
we're
going
to explode.
So you can do whatever you'd like.
So
completely.
So I can put this on the ground and jump on it, and you're not going to be mad at me. This is really weird. Okay.
Wait, you had to go off.
Yeah, well.
My turn.
Is it off? Did I break it? No. Ah, crap. It's still on. Little jerk. Okay, Burke's going for it. Burke's got motorcycle boots on.
It's a 3-year comprehensive guarantee. So if you were to break it, because it is possible, then we'll give you a free phone.
Oh, my God. Did he do it? Did he break it?
And the answer is, what do you think? Come on, buddy, let's see. Nope, we'll see. Let's see, hold on.
Oh my gosh, I think he broke it.
Hold on, no. Still coming back for me, come on, buddy. Hold on, come here.
That was pretty vicious.
It kind of looks dead, dude. I can't believe we killed your phone.
It's the 3-year comprehensive warranty is all about.
Okay.
You did a great job, bro.
Burke, you're amazing. We broke the unbreakable phone. Yeah. Woo.
So it only.
It's not fair. These aren't street shoes.
He's wearing motorcycle shoes. So, in all fairness, and thank you, and we're very sorry we broke your phone.
But this is what it's for. We sell 51 countries, over 500,000 phones to people who basically are in positions where they don't want to break their phone. So, and if they break them, we give them a free phone. But, you know, I'm going to say, this hasn't happened for a long time. This happened last year at CES.
The guy was 400 pounds.
Oh, he tried for an hour.
Burke is a superhuman. We should have told you that beforehand. I'm sorry. It was an unfair fight.
No, absolutely.
For folks who maybe aren't as strong as Burke, what are the specs of this phone besides it being almost unbreakable?
So it's completely it's a submersible up to 2 feet.
Yeah.
It has a battery life of 2 days worth of talk time, 2 months of standby time.
Wow.
It has
2 months.
2 months of standby time.
Okay.
Basically, it's designed for people who work outdoors and people who play outdoors. So, Burke actually is a pretty good candidate for.
My motorcycle ran over my last phone.
It's very pretty. It just isn't, you know, a phone anymore. It's nice. It's like it's a pretty test pattern.
The screen basically is 3 millimeters of Gorilla Glass. So the screen is very difficult to break itself. You were able to somehow get to the screen behind it. The other thing you would have seen
if it were to be working still, what else would we have seen?
You would have seen that it's very easy to see in the sunlight. So basically, it's designed for the outdoors as opposed to the indoors.
So it's everything but Burke proof. That's pretty amazing.
It's the Burke proof phone.
Almost. It's the Burke phone, except that it isn't. All right, thank you so much, Bob.
You guys have fun.
We are going to have fun. We're going to continue on to Archos Entertainment.
This is requested by the chat room.
Okay, chat room. I'll do whatever you want me to do. We broke your phone. Are you happy? Well, that was embarrassing. All right. We're gonna try to move over here. People are very excited. They're drinking their beer and they're loving their tablets. Sorry. You can play along. We're just. Are you done?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep playing? Are you sure? Oh, okay. Do you want to tell me about it? Tell me. Hi, Scott.
Yes,
Scott Knox.
That's me.
Hi, Scott Knox.
Hello.
What are we looking at here? It looks like a tablet.
It's the Archos 10 Internet tablet, just recently announced. It's one of the first Android Internet tablets on the market.
Besides the Galaxy Tab is here.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement.
So the Galaxy Tab is something I've been really excited about getting into my hot little hands. And since it came out, I'm an iPad owner. So my affiliation is with the iPad, but I'm very excited about the Tab. But why should I be excited about the Archos tablet?
You know, we've always been known for innovation and really leading the way with media. Well, we've taken that reputation of innovation and really taking the internet tablet to a new level. You know, we took a step back. We're trying to figure out what it is that customers want to see in a tablet. You know, is it a webcam? Is it flash? You know, HDMI out?
So what is it? All of those things? Here,
yes.
You gotta hold this?
Yes.
Because I want to play.
Yes, it is all of those things.
Okay. So where should I go first?
Let's surf the web.
All right.
There's a browser icon up in the upper left-hand corner.
That's something I noticed right away.
It's 0.9 pounds, so it is, compared to the competition, it is very light.
So I go in the back of this. Okay.
we got a nice little kickstand here. Now, does this support flash? Because
yes.
The iPad does not, and it's a real problem I have. You're very good with the microphone, by the way. I can see you're well-trained in media. Tell me about the flash capabilities.
The product will be running Android 2.2 by the end of the month.
Okay.
With that, it will support full flash, 10.1.
What about HTML5?
Not yet.
Not yet? Is it on the way? Is it in the works?
I can't say.
Why not?
Because I'm a secret keeper.
You're a secret keeper? Oh, you shouldn't keep secrets from me. What about the battery life? Because the iPad's battery life is tough to beat. What do we got here? For a full charge, how long do I have to play?
For HD video, you have around 8 hours.
Okay.
Surfing the web is 12.
Yeah.
And then audio is around 36. So
okay.
Your standby time is around 36.
Okay. So it's competitive.
They want you to go
beautiful.
Live to TV.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. That's a great idea. We're going to go to the website that we're currently browsing from. Oh, gosh. All right. Now, I got to say, there's a little bit of a learning curve here when you're used to T-B-R-O.
So this product currently has
2.1. This is going to be very meta.
We will be updating to 2.2 by the end of the month.
Oh, we haven't installed Flash yet? Come on!
Well, again, this is Android 2.1 on this device.
Oh.
So.
Well, all right.
But it will be
maybe
updated by the end of October.
Very nice.
So.
Very cute. Our
what kind of screen it has.
Yeah, so tell me about the screen.
It's a 10.1 capacitive.
Yeah.
1024 by 600 resolution.
Yeah.
So we'll handle 720p HD videos. It's also, as you saw, it's great for web pages as well.
And what's our price point for the Archos?
Arcos. 8 gig, $299.
8 gig, $299.
And then we'll have a 16 gig at $349.
Beautiful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I love it. So now that we're a little farther away from Arcos, because I'm bad at saying mean things to people's faces, not going to replace my iPad. The price is good. If you want to save some money, it's a decent little tablet, but it didn't feel like an iPad. Not even close. But I've got, my margin is high. The Galaxy Tab, I expect greatness from. I know you guys do too. So that's where we're going now. $10 I see Roger Chang at one of these food stations.
Okay.
Are you Kim Titus?
I am.
Nice to meet you. I'm Sarah Lane.
Hi, Sarah Lane.
Sarah Lane. Yeah.
Okay.
Like street.
Yeah, gotcha.
So what's going on here? What do we have?
What we have here is the Galaxy Tab.
Yeah. Well, I know what it is, but.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a 7-inch tablet, smart mobile device, and it's running on Android 2.2 Froyo and Adobe Flash 10.1, which means that you have full access to Flash websites, any applications, particularly business applications that are running Flash. You're going to be able to see these beautifully on this screen. It has a front-facing camera as well as a rear-facing camera, so you can do. I can't show you the rear at this time. I can't show you the rear of the tab.
That's a special name right there. Can't show you the rear. Why not?
This isn't final.
I see.
So.
All right. Can I hold it?
Sure.
Okay.
As long as you don't turn it around.
Okay.
I'll do that if you do.
Can I look, but just not show them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the screen looks amazing. Tell me about it.
That is a.
Can you hold this?
Sure.
And I'll
kind of all right.
This.
That's it.
I want to get a sense of.
Yeah.
What's going on here.
That's a 7-inch advanced TFT screen. And so you can see that it is a really beautiful screen. And at that size, it's just right for viewing pictures, movies. Anything visual. It's also great for gaming. It has the Hummingbird processor, which is our 1 gigahertz processor. And the graphics processor that is state-of-the-art, so you're getting ultra-fast gaming on this device. We can't get connected in here tonight. We're trying to get connected up here on one of our.
How much does the tab weigh?
The tab weighs just about the same as the as a full 12-ounce can of cola.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels lighter than that.
Yeah.
Is that like the ha-ha thing, like a can of tab?
Yeah.
Who's she?
That's my daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so why did the Galaxy Tab end up being the size that it is? Because it's very much in between a phone and like my iPad.
Right.
Say.
A lot of consumer research went into this device, and this is what we found was the sweet spot for a device that is a mobile device. Now, this is coming out with all four carriers, so you have the ubiquity of 3G broadband service plus Wi-Fi service. So this is truly a device that we see people using on the go in a mobile environment. And so it is one that you can use with one hand. You can hold it with one hand. You can easily double thumb type with it, or you can one finger use the swipe program to type. So it's that's the reason for that size device.
So it's a real deliberate thing, then.
Yes.
So what can you show me on the tab that I might not ever expect from a tablet?
What might you not expect from a tab?
Yeah, I just want to be surprised. I want to be wowed.
Let's surprise you.
Okay.
How about this?
Wow, weather in Dallas. I am surprised.
Yeah, okay, I knew you would be. And if we programmed in stocks, you'd have your morning stock report. So you'd have your morning weather when you get up, your morning stock report and the morning news right there at your fingertips, and then your schedule before you ever walk out the door.
And this, of course, is all customizable depending on what you're interested in. You want your schedule first, you could do that.
Right. Absolutely. It all syncs up with your Outlook. It also syncs up. We have what we call Social Hub. It takes all of your different contacts, whether they're Facebook, your
Twitter feed,
Twitter, MySpace, and it puts them all together, and you can, with one contact, decide how you want to send a message to that individual.
How do e-books work on the tab? Because e-books are, you know, they're a pretty hot commodity these days.
So let me show you the Kindle app here. And someone has fiddled with our settings.
That was me. I changed the brightness.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
So view options. Let's get this back to white.
I like your ring.
And thank you. Oops. So here...
Have him come in a little bit.
So here we have e-reading text on the device. You can see how easy it is to turn the page, and yet you can grip both sides without worrying about turning the page.
Can you read in landscape mode?
It will move to landscape mode, but it won't fill the screen.
It's meant to be a portrait.
It's really meant to be portrait, the way you would read a book. It's about the size of a paperback. It's about the size of many of the other e-readers.
So for everybody who's sold on this Galaxy Tab, how much is it going to be when they want to pick it up and give it to their loved one for the holidays?
Well, it will be available for the holidays. Since it's coming out with the carriers, the pricing will be set by the carriers.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to tell me.
We don't know that yet. We just don't.
What do you want it to be? No. Give me a ballpark.
I want it to be competitive.
Well, I think it has to be competitive,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It will be.
Good. All right. Chat room, is there anything else we want to know about the tab?
Battery life.
Oh, yeah, battery life. Because, okay, so a little full disclosure, I'm an iPad owner, and I'm very happy with the battery life on my iPad.
Okay. I think you'll be very happy with the battery life on this. This has a 4,000 milliamp hour battery. So it's going to give you...
4,000 hours?
No, 4,000 milliamp hours.
Darn.
So it's going to give you a good full day's service.
So competitive on the battery life as well,
absolutely.
Then?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Galaxy Tab. I like it. It's pretty.
Can you buy it without a contract?
Oh, yeah. What about a no-contract Galaxy Tab?
Again, this is with the carriers, and so it's going to be up to them to decide what the business model is on how they sell it.
It's kind of nice not to have to answer any of those tough questions about carriers, isn't it?
It is.
I wouldn't want to either. They're always the fall guys. There's no Wi-Fi model only?
We do have a Wi-Fi model only coming, yes. Yes.
And is that going to be available in time for the holidays as well?
We're expecting it to be, yes.
Okay. Well, there you have it, everyone. Galaxy Tab. Can I hold it again?
Sure.
It's very nice. Thanks, Eileen. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm not supposed to show you the back. So this is, you know, I don't know. It's a little odd for a, it's off now. As an iPad user, it's strange to get used to the size, but I have to admit it does feel really comfortable. The size feels good. It's obviously much more, you know, easy to put in my purse kind of thing than my iPad. It'll be interesting to see all the covers that come out for tablets of this size. Because obviously right now everything's being made for an iPad size to be able to fit it comfortably inside. But it is pretty. Now they say that you can put one of these tabs into a loose fitting pair of jean pocket, but I don't think so.
Here.
Oh yeah.
Can I give you a demonstration here?
Yeah, of course.
Do that with an iPad.
All right, big show off. All right, very good. Can we see, what do movies look like? Let's see a nice high-def movie playing on the tab. And thanks so much for doing everything that I say so nicely.
And here you go. There's a...
Wow, that looks good. So remind me, battery life continuously when playing a movie?
We don't have specs on that yet.
Trial and error, I guess.
Yeah, final testing.
Looks good.
All right.
Thank you so much. Any other tricks that can the tab, you know, do my laundry or anything else we haven't gone over?
I don't think we have any laundry apps in here yet. It probably is an app to tell you how to do the laundry.
Probably. Yeah, I think I probably have one. I do an app show. All right, thank you so much,
Ken.
Thank
you very much.
Appreciate it. What'd you guys think? That's the tab. Okay, so a few things. The tab feels good in the hands. The back looked a lot like an iPad back with a camera. Kind of had that titanium thing going on. Don't know if it was actually titanium or not, but that's what it looked like. So it wasn't black all the way around. I had that gray back, silver. And we should have taken a picture, but it still doesn't feel like an iPad. And I know it's apples and oranges, but there's something... It's lighter, so you got that going for it. And it's smaller, so, you know, if you've got a jacket pocket or whatever, I think it really comes down to size. Well, size and obviously the Android platform. All right, now where are we going? Where do they want us to go next?
Thank our sponsor, Slingbox.
Oh, yes. We want to thank our sponsor, Slingbox, because this is a Twit Live special. And you guys probably know a little bit about Slingbox because if you watch Twit TV regularly, you know how much we love Slingbox. But what you do is you can watch all of your shows without being at home by purchasing a Slingbox from Best Buy, setting it up, and then you can watch, you know, for example, on my iPhone here, I can watch Mad Men because, you know, I'm not having any fun here and there's nothing to see, nothing to talk about with anybody. And I can just watch Mad Men from my DVR or live if I wanted to watch live TV. Slingbox.com/twit is the URL if you want to know more about it. Check out Slingbox. We highly recommend it. Tom, especially Tom and Eileen, use Slingbox all the time. When they go on vacation, Tom watches all his favorite shows. High romance. San Zio. I was wondering if it was Zio or Zio. And now you have your answer. It's not like Rio. It's like, I don't know, Zio. Yeah, right. Well, it's very light.
Yes. What's your name?
I'm Sarah Lane.
Sarah, hi.
We're from Twit.
This is John.
Hi, John. Hi. You want to show me everything there is to know about the Zio and more?
I would love to.
Okay, awesome.
I'd rather do. You want to come around there so you don't have to...
Kind of. Yeah, that'd be great. You know what's so great about these events is that everyone's so enthusiastic. You say, can you do everything I want you to do? And they go, yeah. And you go, okay. Great. All right, so this is by far the lightest phone, as in weight, that I've held maybe ever. Is this phone made of air? It's very light.
It's not made of air, but you're right. It's only 3.7 ounces and only 12 millimeters thick. One of the lightest, thinnest Android devices you'll find on the market today.
So it's a Sprint phone.
It will be launching at Sprint in about 4 days, October 10th. It's going to launch $99, so really low-cost, affordable Android device.
All right, so what can it do? Because Android devices, there are a lot of them on the market, and sometimes it can kind of be hard to figure out who's the coolest when they all seem to be similar on the outside.
Sure. So what you've seen, Android really kicked off, like a lot of technologies, at a higher-end device, okay? But what we've really started seeing a demand for now is what we're calling a crossover device. People who may be more familiar with feature phones, lower-end phones, but want to get into the smartphone market, this is a perfect type of device for doing that. You're talking about $99. It's not intimidating, thin, lightweight, very pocketable device. You have full access to the 80,000 plus applications available in Android market. But with this device, you have the opportunity to get in at a lower cost and have something called Sprint ID that Sprint just announced today. This is going to be one of the only phones to launch with this new technology. With Sprint ID, you see this little logo right here. It's an ID. That is proprietary to Sprint. When you push that, what you get is you see each one of these squares. These are application packs. Sprint has basically taken that 80,000 application Android marketplace, combed through it, and they're creating some application packs that make it so simple and easy. With one touch, you can download a pack that'll be full of applications, wallpapers, screensavers, ringtones, and with one touch, you completely reskin your phone or redefine the user interface.
But what if you want to decide what's in all of these packs?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because one thing that you'll see here when you get into Sprint ID, there's one called My ID. So there, you can have five of these branded or themed application packs. They could be for a sports enthusiast, an entertainment fan on the themed side. From a branded side, you could have EA Sports with all of their gaming titles. But with My ID, you can actually define your own pack. Bring all the applications that you like, save them in there, and then whether you're at work and you want to have your more standard Sprint ID, you get off work, and with one touch of the button, you completely reskin the phone to My ID or to one of your other themed packs and really make it more your own and really customize that experience.
What kind of camera situation do we have?
3.2 megapixel camera. You also have video recorded playback at about 30 frames a second, so very nice resolution. And from a display standpoint, you've got a really high-end display, especially for a $100 phone. It's a WVGA 400 or 800 by 480 display, so very high-resolution display. Beautiful for watching those videos or taking a look at those pictures that you've taken.
Much.
Absolutely, thank you.
The Vio.
Zio.
Zio.
San
Zio. Not like Rio, not like Vio, Zio.
That's all right. Kyocera owns...
We're running out of names, aren't we?
I know. Well, I'm going to add one more. Kyocera purchased the Sanyo wireless phone business about 2 years ago. So Kyocera now markets phones under the Kyocera and Sanyo brands. Kyocera is launching the Sanyo Zio at Sprint on October 10th at $99.
Beautiful. Battery life. Oh, yeah, battery life.
So the phone is launching with Android 2.1 as the operating system, and we anticipate an upgrade to at least 2.2 probably within the year or very close to that. From a battery life standpoint, you're talking about 4.8 hours of talk time, which, you know, just depending on how you're using the phone and how much direct data connection you're doing, could be a lot longer than that. But 4.8 hours is pretty typical for this device.
Well, I wish it was 2.2.
You'll get it. Just give us a month or two. Okay. You get us to the end of the year, you get to 2.2. Really, the differences between Android 2.1 and 2.2 are pretty subtle. You do get a few performance enhancements and a new feature or two. But with 2.1, you're going to get to do really as much as you need to do with a phone, especially at a more entry-level price point.
$100
$100
Zayo.
Samuel Zayo.
See, third time was a charm.
There you go.
Got it. Zayo. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Woohoo.
You're welcome. Thanks.
You almost walked away with that thing.
I did, but I just got one of these.
What is it?
I'm an Android guy.
It's a little Android. It's like a stress ball. Because I'm really stressed out right now. Hello, Android people out there. There was a full-size Android walking around, but I bet he got hot and took his costume off. Let's wander this way. I'm going to take my little Android guy with me. Join me, won't you? Like I said, a lot of eating. And I'm always wary of the people who say, what do you want? We'll tell you anything you want to know.
Ask if they want more phones, HTC phones.
Yeah, do you guys want more phones? I mean, we've covered the Evo somewhat extensively in the past, but doesn't mean we can't look at it again, of course. You know, I was hoping for a few more accessories. I mean, we saw the battery packs, but where are all the accessories? Yeah, should we look at some LG phones? What do you guys say?
More phones.
Yay or nay? They want more phones. All right, let's look at phones. You want phones? I'll give you phones. I'm just a puppet, after all. Ooh, this is a nice... So this is... Oh, my gosh, look. It's a flip phone. Flip phones are back. Pretty cute. So let's see how long we can go before somebody takes it away from us and makes us listen to a demo. Not that they're not wonderfully trained, of course. So we got a nice little front display here. And then we've got... I'm a little confused as to, so this is just sort of like a kind of a little display while you're, before you're actually there. What do you got there, Burke?
It's like a, it's got a solar panel in the back there.
We didn't mean to hijack your phones. We just thought we'd try to figure them out. But
see.
I bet one of you could tell me a little bit more about the phone. Hi, Brian. Well, why don't we start with this guy? Because I like the flip.
All right.
I'm big into the retro.
So this is the Lotus Elite for Sprint. Very cool little phone. The original Lotus didn't have a touchscreen. This one does now. So you have this touchscreen here, which you can then manipulate to look at your photographs.
So there's more to it.
Absolutely. This will you can have like your contacts there. And then obviously you got a few other settings that you can get into. So yeah, it's you know some functionality there. And you actually hit this little tab here, which doesn't want to go up on me for some reason. There it goes. And you can actually turn these functions on or off as well, right from that home screen at the front. When you flip it open, though, very nice QWERTY keyboard. This phone is absolutely very unique in design. You don't see a whole lot of flip phones with a full QWERTY keyboard. And this is definitely one of a kind. And that's probably why this phone has been popular for that reason, just because it's compact and it has that QWERTY keyboard. But you're running Sprint 3G. It has the one-click user interface on there. So you can sign into your Facebook, get on Google, whatever you want to do. Text, email. You can do corporate email on here. You can view attachments. It has a document viewer. And then, of course, the camera is a two-megapixel camera. And what's cool about the camera is that when the phone is flipped open, it's a front-facing camera. When it's flipped closed, your camera is now here, and you use this screen as your viewfinder. And it does support up to a 16-gigabyte microSD card. So that is the Lotus Elite from LG Mobilcom.
What else on this table? If you were going to be trapped, I don't know, on a deserted island and you could only bring one phone because it's the coolest one, which one would you choose?
Ooh, that's hard.
Well, I ask very tough questions.
Right now, the phone that I'm using as my main business line is the LG Ally because that's what's out and that's what's available. The Ally is we launched earlier this year. Full QWERTY keyboard with a ergonomic design. So you got four lines. It is running Android 2.1. You have a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash, Wi-Fi capability, and then you have your five customizable home panes. And what's also unique is actually the home selector built into this phone here lets you switch between a preloaded LG theme, which actually helps the phone run a lot smoother, believe it or not. And I can come in here and actually categorize and create my own category and then move those apps into said category. Even back at the home screen here, I can put whatever apps on this bottom four bar here, and they will stay on screen at all times.
Very nice.
That's the Ally. That's what I've been using right now. But
and what does this run us?
This is right now, last I checked, it was $49.99 with a two-year contract, but that pricing is subject to change, and it probably has changed. So I would definitely reference Verizon Wireless to check the pricing on that.
You can't submerge that phone in like 4 feet of water like that guy down there, right?
No, definitely not. However, I've heard some stories that customers of ours have done that, and they've survived. So,
really?
Yeah. Okay. If it ever happens, put your phone in rice.
Yes.
Draws out the moisture.
Yes, I've done that.
But if I had to pick one, I might pick the Optimus.
Why?
Because it's not out yet and it's really cool.
All right.
They're gonging.
This is the Optimus S for Sprint. This is launching tentatively right now, first week of November. Okay? And the price point on this thing is very aggressive. It's going to be $49.99 with a two-year contract. What's interesting about it, though, is that where the Ally I just showed you was running Android 2.1 for that price, this is running Android 2.2 for the same price.
Wow. So why are they the same price?
Well, that's the carriers choose the price.
It's always about the carriers. Why don't they make any sense?
I can't comment on that. You'd have to ask them yourself. What I can tell you, though, is that we found a way to, you know, with the parts that we use and the materials that we use and the processor that we put in here, to really create an aggressive price point with some really decent hardware. So what you have here is that you have one of Sprint's first phones that is going to support their new Sprint ID functionality.
Yeah, in fact, we just heard that over at the, where were we?
Oh, across the street, yep. So this is one of the first phones that they're going to have that. So you can create, you know, your own custom ID and click on that and actually manage it and put your own widgets and things like that. You can come back in the ID and create, maybe go into the Business Pro, which this will give you all the business functionalities and widgets and applications that you would use for that particular theme. And then there's going to be probably a lot more themes through this Sprint ID that you're going to be able to download, you know, in the near future as they launch this product. Spec-wise, 3.2 megapixel camera, running Froyo 2.2, 3.2 megapixel camera. Also, this phone for $50 gets you under the wireless settings here, portable hotspot capability.
Oh, this is nice.
So you're going to be able to sit this down on your table or in an office setting.
How many devices could connect?
Five devices can connect. I've already tapped in two or three devices personally when I used it at home.
Great.
And it ran pretty good. I mean, going on YouTube.
$49.95, you say?
Yep.
Beautiful. And this is the Optimus.
This is the Optimus S.
The Optimus S.
So.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
No problem. My pleasure.
LG. Is there something called a solar? We've got a live chat room who makes me dance like a monkey. Monkey says solar.
The Galaxy tablet table because you're doing a good job.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? I was thinking the same thing.
This isn't my first
I didn't want to say it out loud though because then he's gonna get, you know. All right, so what's this?
We do not have a phone here that's featuring solar technology. However, we do have an accessory featuring solar technology.
Okay.
This is the HBM 810. It's a very interesting Bluetooth accessory. Number one, you have a Bluetooth headset.
Okay.
So I can put this on, take my call, listen to music. It is stereo Bluetooth. Pop it off, get in my car, plug it into here, and it turns into a speakerphone. What's unique about it, though, is that I can have a docking unit that's going to be suction cupped to my windshield where this solar panel will recharge it for me.
Love it. Great.
So you got speakerphone, Bluetooth, and stereo Bluetooth all in one device with solar power.
Now, let's say my phone is completely drained. I've got an Optimus. I'm completely out of juice. How fast is this thing going to charge it?
Well, this isn't going to charge your phone. This is going to charge your Bluetooth.
Oh, got it.
Yep.
Oh.
So, I mean, and if let's say you're in a really overcast day and you're not getting a whole lot of power from the sunlight, it also has the ability to plug in through micro USB and charge it at your home or office.
Great.
So.
And what would one of these little units?
These are going for $99.99.
And then they'll be attached to phones eventually, you say?
Well, this one here, I believe this particular unit is supposed to be launching with T-Mobile. I'm not sure if it has launched or not.
Okay. So. But it's definitely in the works.
It's this is in production.
Great. Awesome. Can't wait to see that. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is cool.
It is. It's very nice. This would be, I have to say, now all of you who watch iPad Today, well, not all of you, but the a big majority of you, and you know who you are, you want that accessories show that Leo and I keep promising you that we still haven't given you yet.
Can I help you with that?
You could help me. Thanks. I was trying to do it with one hand, yeah, but...
It's a little bit hard with one hand. And they're also brand new samples, so they're a little bit hard to grab. But
it's a button, so it wouldn't come flying open either.
That's exactly right. And put your hand in here, right there, and that's what your laptop sits
on. Oh, it's like better than velvet.
Yes.
Baka, look. It's like super velvet.
Yes.
It's velvet 4G.
Exactly.
Very nice. No, are these designed for just kind of... Regular.
These are for subcompact size, so e-readers and tablets and all that kind of stuff.
All the good stuff.
And then this one is our first entry into the subcompact. Put your hand in there.
Very nice.
Watch this. TSA compatible.
Aha.
Or a desktop.
Very
feel
nice.
That? Tap it.
Oh, my.
Nice little design there.
That's good. That's
and
good.
Then also gives you lots of regular storage right there.
Now, where's Spec based out of? What's the story? Okay, so you're local.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what kind of price range are these bags?
$49 to $59 on all of these.
Very
so
nice.
Then there's three different colors for this, and there's another one here called the Port Pack. And what we like about this one, you open it up like this, but it's also expandable, so you can put it down or open it back up like that, and also gives you nice protection inside.
Great. I love these. Now, we're streaming live, so say hello to everybody.
Hello everybody.
I'm sure your mom's watching. I'm sure she's a big Twit TV fan. For everyone who isn't local, how can they get a Spec product?
Specproducts.com or see us at any major retailer, Apple or Amazon or anyone, Best Buy, name it. We're there.
Which of these models are in the Apple store? All of them?
None of these are yet. They're just being unveiled here
tonight.
But we certainly have a long, wide array of cases and bags.
Some of the cases people might be familiar with already.
Yep. Spec's been around about 7 years and doing all sorts of different kinds of cases. A lot in the mobile space in terms of iPad and iPhone and stuff. And then we even have our first Droid case for the HTC Incredible. And also, one of my favorites right now.
Yeah.
This is just hitting Target this week. And what you do is you open it up like this, and it's for viewing this way. So it has a little notch on the bottom. Hold it like that. And we always say this is like economy class, and this is first class right here when you're on the plane. And then if you want, you flip it over like this, and it's also a typing pad, right? And it's a one-piece unit, so you can actually put it on your lap and actually makes functional typing here. And then you close it back up, and you have a folio.
Very nice. I have a Dodo case, which... It feels the same way, but this actually gives you more control over the angle.
Yeah, and the angle was a big deal in the design, was making sure that it had multiple uses, whether it's in a tight space or in a wider space. And of course, my business partner figured out a way to put it over the back seat and let his daughter watch it on TV.
It's like exploring new worlds with these iPad cases, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, specproducts.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
We will. Hi. Would you like to tell me about BitBop?
Let's get a speaker for you.
Okay. It's always the person right in front who says, no, actually, it's not me.
We're going to pull you in. I'll be happy to tell you about BitBop.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Say hi to Twit TV. We're live on the internet right now, and we want to know all about BitBop. Go.
All right. On the spot.
No pressure.
This is hardcore. So BitBop is our video on demand subscription service for smartphones. We launched a service in late July on BlackBerry platform with a nice little relationship with BlackBerry. We've since expanded the service to include large screen Android devices, and we'll be shortly rolling it out into a very large selection of Android devices from there. As I mentioned,
tab.
Tablet, not in the immediate future, but for right now, a lot of the Galaxy mobile phone devices we will have.
All right.
As you can see, we represent all the major networks, all the major cable stations. It's, as I said, a video on demand service. It's a subscription service, so it's $9.99 a month. It's an all you can eat, unlimited viewing and download experience. So key there to note is that it is a download service in addition to streaming. So you can connect to the service using either 3G or Wi-Fi, and either stream it instantly, or you can progressively download content onto your device, watch it as you're downloading it, and obviously you've got that great on-the-go download viewing experience once you do have the content.
So I'll move over here so we can all get out of the
way. So what you're seeing here is the website. The website is not the consumption experience for Bitbop.
Right.
The website
because
it's all about being on the go. It's all about having it on the mobile device. What you can do that's great on the site, though, is you can follow content. You can engage with it. You know, we are utilizing certain phrases like follow in order to showcase how we do engage with these particular show brands.
Mm-hmm.
But we can instantly update you on the shows that you're following. It's current content, so we're ingesting, uploading, and making available content within a day of original air date. So last night's episode of Glee is available today on Bitbop. What else can I tell you about it? It's, you know,
it's $9.95 a month for downloads and streaming. Unlimited?
All you can eat, unlimited. That's the core service. What's kind of unique to Bitbop versus other services is that we offer a free tier of trailers, some promotional content, stuff like that. We offer a free trial subscription to the service, so if you've never tried Bitbop before and you want to check it out, you have that ability to try it out for free.
And then, for how long?
For 7 days.
Okay.
And then from there, you are pulled into subscription, and then the core service is that $9.99 a month subscription, all you can eat VOD tier.
Great.
Yeah.
Bitbop. And people can go to bitbop.com
to figure out. Bitbop.com or m.bitbop.com on your mobile device.
Beautiful.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
Bitbop. I just like saying that. Bitbop. So this is the Evo. You guys are used to this. HTC Aria. This guy is nice and small. HTC Desire. It's got a nice big screen. You guys have seen all this stuff, haven't you?
Can we check out Lenovo?
Yeah, let's check out Lenovo. Let's go to Lenovo. Where do you go, Lenovo? Look at that. Here's a little tablet.
I mean, I know standards are still changing right now.
Think they'll let me grab it? Somebody will come up. Hi. I'm fine. How are you? May I touch the Lenovo tablet?
S10 3T. Okay. So you can go ahead and take it. And it has obviously the touch screen. There's no stylus with it. It's just the...
Oh, I thought this was... It's all attached.
It is all attached, right.
Got it.
So this isn't the, where you can remove it from the system, but...
Oh, nice. Got a little swivel.
That's kind of fun.
Oh. So this is like, if you wanted a tablet experience, there you have it.
That starts at $4.99.
How heavy is it?
It's right about 3 pounds.
Does it do anything amazing?
amazing answer will come from Matt Cohut.
Come around, Matt. Show me amazing.
I don't know about amazing, but let me tell you a bit about that.
So this is the S10 3T. And what we've done with this is, if you take a standard netbook, one of the big things about them is they're rather boring. They're netbooks. So you open them, you use them, add them, processor, everything that comes with it. What we wanted to do to make this different is we wanted to improve the keyboard. We wanted to make the touch experience better. We also wanted to make sure it wouldn't get hot on your lap. But the amazing thing is this is perfect for watching movies on an airplane, small tray table, in coach, middle seat, think whatever you want, single finger touch. So this does have, assuming it's on, does have a single finger touch capability. So, you know, a lot of the minor things you would ordinarily do, let's go ahead and turn it on.
There it is. There's your power.
There's my power.
There it is.
So we'll give it a chance, hopefully, to wake back up again. And then, you know, it's very simply, we got to let it boot up, but the things you want to do.
You know what I notice? Let's go into safe mode. You know what I notice is that people are always showing me ways that something can be enjoyed on an airplane. Do you think maybe we travel a lot more than the average person?
I would say absolutely we travel more than the average person. I mean, my job is to talk about this stuff all over the place, so absolutely yes. But, you know, it's not just an airplane. Think about sitting in the back seat of an SUV. Sit this on your lap. You got to worry about not getting burned. You also have to just watch movies. These are cheap enough. It's $4.99 to give one to all the kids, too.
There you go.
All right, Lenovo, the Touch tablet, the S10
3T. Yes, there you go.
$499
available right now.
Available now, kids. You heard it here. Thank you. By the way, if anyone's curious as to where we physically are, we're at the Metreon, which is a movie theater. It's also used to be owned by Sony, and so there was a Sony-style store downstairs. Big fanfare. Oh, gosh, maybe back in 2000 or so when it opened. So that's where we are, right in the middle of downtown. It's a beautiful area. We've got the LG booth, SanDisk, Spec, which you saw over on the other side. Wilson, their signal booster company, Nokia. Kingston Technology, looks like a bunch of knives. I don't know what they're selling. I gotta say, the Mophie little battery packs were sleek. They felt good. They looked nice. They didn't make the phone bulky. Baka, you're doing very well. It's hard to navigate. You should see the looks people are giving us. They don't know what to make of the live view. Twitch TV, always on the cutting edge. One day, everyone will have a live view, and we'll say we were first. Or one of the first, anyway. Eileen, since you've been here with me since the very beginning, what did you think was the coolest?
I think the tablets were the coolest thing.
Like the Galaxy Tab?
The Galaxy Tab, yeah. The phone's not so impressive.
You like the Mophie.
Oh, I need a Mophie. This is about to 12%. I probably should go back there and buy it. So I could stay on chat with all of you.
Yes.
And then the food's pretty good, too. Everyone's pretty nice.
What did you like best from our exclusive press event at Mobile Focus? Well, I really liked the food, Sarah. Yes.
No, the Galaxy Tab was somewhat impressive.
The tab made everything worthwhile, even though we've got all this cool stuff to look at, because... Yeah. It's what everyone wants to touch.
I'm really bummed that Motorola's not here so that we could check out the Droid Pro and all the, like, seven new Droid phones that, or Motorola phones that have been announced. But, and then Nicole told us Windows 7 is next week. So, you know, all in all, kind of a nice community, kind of fun event. And
I knew that Windows 7 would not be represented here tonight. I knew that going in. And I have to say... I'm missing it. I feel like
we're missing something big.
Yeah. Windows Phone 7 has been something I haven't played with one. I've only seen it.
Oh, yeah. No, I got to play with one at South By, and it looked pretty impressive. I think it was really, really in the early stages.
Right.
But I'm really looking forward to that phone.
As am I.
Some people are wondering about Nokia, and they're right here.
Let's go.
We might as well.
Let's go.
They want to know about the N8.
Well, let's see if they've got it.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there. Do you have an N8 on this table?
No, never heard of it.
No? Here. There's our N8.
Look, I have a proto hardware specific, so let me grab a final product after they're done.
Beanet TV is on the scene right now. Any of you guys ever heard that? Beanet TV? Not sure.
This is the Nokia N8 here, Symbian 3, software, 12 megapixel camera.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some guy over there was like 2.4 megapixels and expected me to be excited.
Yeah, it's a, actually that's what made me fall in love with the device. I've had mine for approximately 2 months.
Yeah.
Fantastic camera overall, great experience. Also shoots in 720p HD. So the video capability on the device is also fantastic. It also comes with the necessary cables, equipment to also link it directly to your TV. So if you have shoot your video, you can also put it on your TV directly. Also comes preloaded with Ovi Store, new user experience from Ovi Store, built on Symbian 3, where you're going to see an improved user interface. You're also going to see constant scroll, easier purchase, and also an easier breakdown, less click-throughs when you're purchasing apps and content through Ovi Store.
When you 12 megapixel camera, I'm all hung up on that because that's like, I mean, is that sort of the selling point? Is that what is that the big thing about this phone that, you know, is like the wow factor?
I think it's one of the wow factors for the user specifically that would buy this device would be.
Let's say you're not into photography at all.
Sure.
What's the N8 got going?
So again, the Symbian 3 interface is very easy to use, good for the consumer. Also, it integrates things like content and applications, but also some of your social networking capabilities. Of course, please.
Very nice.
No. It just looks that way. It's not removable.
Nice screen.
Yeah, it's a great screen, great display as well. So it also has a basic functionality of your average device. I actually had somebody from PC Mag come over to me today and said it's the best sound quality, best specific phone that they've used in a long time. So I think from a purist standpoint, that's an excellent selling proposition for them. I don't think that one has a SIM in it right now.
Darn.
I did it on purpose.
I was going to prank my boss.
Wouldn't prank people, so.
So we're actually live on the internet right now, and we're taking requests from our chat room, and they want to know how much does it cost.
$549 unlocked right now.
Okay.
So it's available on NokiaUSA.com. It's also available. I saw it actually on Amazon as well.
Yeah, same price.
$549, same price.
Yep.
We haven't announced any carrier specifics for that device. However, it just started shipping the end of last week. Yep, HDMI capability.
For the camera? Running flash. Does it run flash?
Oh, flash-enabled content, yes.
Yeah? Okay, there you go. I don't know too much about Symbian myself.
So... haven't had a Symbian phone. However, this experience, I think you'll start to see it vastly, vastly improved from the previous versions. So it was probably one.
Those familiar with it will be pleasantly surprised.
They'll be pleasantly surprised. Less click-throughs. Now, mind you, Symbian has been a more mature platform. So now you're seeing the innovations of a newer mobile computing experience now built on Symbian 3. So previously, we had to go with what we had and what we were working with. Now we're moving forward. So you're going to see a much improved experience. But at the same time, you're going to see things that are going to be pleasantly surprising, like Ovi Store. Ovi Store has thousands of content apps built into it. In fact, we have 200,000 new users of Ovi content every day. We also have carrier billing integrated as well. So if you purchase an application, we don't need your credit card. You can just do it and put it directly to your bill every month. So we see quite an increase of the consumer that wants to purchase apps at that point and have it billed to them as opposed to putting a 99-cent transaction on their credit card. But it all depends on what the consumer wants.
Got it. So you've got options. Very nice.
Yeah, we can. Hold on.
Yeah, let's see some video in action. On the N8, $549. Yes, battery life. The age-old question. It's no good if there's no good battery life.
Right. No, absolutely. So the battery life on here, so I have not charged my device today. And as you can see, I still have several bars left.
Got it.
So,
okay. So we're in good shape is what you're saying.
Yeah.
For regular usage.
Regular usage. But I also don't have a lot of things running in the background purposely. You know, if you have a lot of content and apps running in the background, it's going to be very difficult because it's going to suck your battery. If you have Bluetooth, it's going to suck your battery, searching for Wi-Fi. But I have mine set up personally not to do those things. So let me show you a video. I'll pip my kids out here.
Let's see some kid video. You got to do it.
Of course. Keyboard is... No, we're in northern Michigan.
Oh. Look like Disneyland.
So, again, that's 720p video. It's a virtual keyboard. Yep, and that's the I can show you the E7, too, if you'd like. However, I don't have final software on there, so I can really just show you the hardware specs. But the video in here is...
virtual keyboard, everyone. No pop-out keyboard.
But I will show you a pop-out keyboard right now. Hold on 1 second. Jackie.
So this is the newly announced E7?
This is what the chat room wanted to see, the pop out.
So, and then you'll see again. Sorry, I was on the wrong side.
There we go.
You're going to see the full keyboard, but this is also a Symbian 3 device. Again, apologies, I don't have updated software on here. This was just announced at Nokia World.
Okay.
But as you really sleek, geared towards that business user, you're going to see the similar functionality or almost near identical functionality that you saw on the N8 as well. But bigger screen, 4-inch screen, not as a powerful camera, but still built with an 8-megapixel camera.
8 is good.
Yeah, 8 is still strong. We haven't announced specific pricing. There is some Euro pricing on this, but nothing specific for the U.S.
What's the Euro pricing? So we can at least get a ballpark.
I think roughly around the same price. You're probably going to be looking about $549, $600.
Very nice.
Roughly. Flash enabled content.
Let's say prove there's flash enabled content.
Prove it, please.
Sarah,
He's trying.
I
want you to describe if the keyboard is spongy or clicky.
Spongy or clicky? It's spongy, but just barely. It's not clicky.
Yeah, not clicky.
It's not clicky, but it's not. It's actually really nice. It's actually really nice.
Adobe PDF, so Adobe Flash content. That's the closest I can get right away.
Where's the Flash content?
Well, I'm showing Adobe PDF. You know, if I get in, I don't have anything preloaded on mine, so. Different strokes, different folks, so.
This is nice. I like it.
I like these seven.
These are fun. Yeah. A little tablet.
I also have a couple of other toys if you want to see that.
What do you guys think?
Streaming Twit on the phone.
I know. I want to see Streaming Twit too. All right. Now what do we got here?
This is the C7, recently announced at Nokia World. Again, Symbian 3 device.
Kind of Tron looking.
Excuse me?
It's kind of Tron looking.
Yeah, I actually think it's a really nice, sexy looking device, if you ask me. Again, 8-megapixel camera. Dual LED flash. Really nice. Announced a month ago, Symbian 3 device as well. And again, going a little bit more towards the lower end, you're looking at the C6.
And what does the C6 run?
Again, we haven't announced any specific price.
No prices here for any of this.
Nope.
Can I hold it?
Yep.
It's heavy.
Solid feeling.
Ah, solid. Yes, it's all about how you. No, it's tiny, but it's, yeah, there's some weight to it.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like this one.
Yeah. I personally like this one, I think.
Yeah?
I don't know if I can give up my N8, but.
Remind me, what's this model again?
This here?
Yes.
C7.
C7. Yeah, this is cute. This is a good time. It's also very light compared to the littler phone.
This also, if I had the passcode, clear black display, so it really pops from a display standpoint.
Well, thank you so much, Nokia.
Of course.
It's been fun. You got options.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Well, everyone, it's time to say goodbye from all of us at CTIA, the Wireless Alliance, CTI. See you real soon. ATWITV. Goodbye. No, I'm just kidding. So I think we're done. I think we've seen what we want to see. Don't you? And I think the four of us are maybe going to get a little nosh and call it a night. And anything that, questions that were not answered tonight by any of the vendors that you saw, write us, let us know, get in the chat room. Sing it on the mountain, and we'll figure out those answers for you.
We were mad about no flash demos, but the Wi-Fi is bad.
Yeah, this actually, to these folks, their hands were a bit tied because we've got some connectivity issues in here, and of course, nobody thought to install flash beforehand, so it makes for a really boring demo. That said, better luck next time. But so all in all, a good event. Sad that Windows Phone 7 is not represented. Galaxy Tab was here. Excited about that. Playbook, it exists, but Even the representative over at the BlackBerry table hadn't seen one. Oh, you guys, we could do this all night. And but what time do we have?
It's nine. We've been here for a while.
Yeah.
You guys are done with this.
Yeah, I know exactly. We're not gonna be talking to the chat room much longer. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This was fun. CTIA Mobile Focus event. We're happy to have been invited. They gave us free reign of everything. Burke broke a phone. A phone that's unbreakable.
Check out that guy shooting with his
iPhone. Oh yeah, look at that. Neat. What's that cool little tripod? I love it. That's fun. Almost looks magnetic or something, doesn't it?
He's shooting everything with his iPhone.
Very nice.
Right. We should say goodbye.
Goodbye. Sarah Lane for Twit TV signing off. Thanks, Lingbox. And we'll be in reruns until tomorrow morning when Eric does Tech Talk back.
Yes.
At 9?
9.
At 9. So talk amongst yourselves. Thanks for joining us. See you later.
Goodbye.